Syria's foreign minister says chlorine gas containers have been smuggled into areas controlled by Western-backed White Helmets Organization for false flag chemical attacks in Idlib province.
The White Helmets have abducted children and published falsified documents on the internet. The Nusra Front terrorists have also moved a considerable amount of chlorine gas to places which are under control out of White Helmets.
Walid al-Mualla made the comments during an exclusive interview with Russia's RT News channel. Mualla said the British intelligence helped with the chlorine smuggling. The top diplomat condemned what he described as illegal use of presence in Syria. He also accused Washington of prolonging the conflict in a war-battered country.
The U.S. government is serving the interests of Israel. Washington implements policies which Tel Aviv dictates for the Middle East. The U.S. has shown its hostility toward Syria since 2011. Mossad supports Daesh, and the U.S. arms the Nusra Front terrorists. They threaten to strike us under the pretext of a chemical attack. These are parts of U.S. policies to prolong crisis in Syria.
Mualim continued with hailing Syria's relation with Iraq as deep and strategic, stressing that are not up for bargaining. He says Syria's top priority is the full liberation of Idlib province. The diplomat also said the Syrian government has opened humanitarian corridors for civilians. A mixture of terrorist groups and foreign-backed militants control the Idlib since 2015. Now, political analyst Eric Wahlberg says allegations by the U.S. against the Syrian government over chemical attack in Idlib province are aimed at finding a pretext to attack Syria.
We have black on one side and white on the other. The Americans say that the white helmets are good and that the Syrian government's bad, and vice versa. So just throwing these allegations around is, I think it's just part of the goal to keep this situation unstable and to provide a pretext to attack the Syrian government if it looks like it's going to finally win. It would be very easy for the U.S. to just, if it was honest about trying to solve the situation. We can't talk about Israel. Its goals are clearly a subversion of the Syrian government. But for a while, anyway, the U.S. was accepting, U.S. is accepting Russia's role as the main force that was getting rid of the terrorists. And then when it got too close to success, the U.S. backed off and tried to play its own game. So really, that evidence alone is enough to suggest that that there is a game of cat and mouse that the U.S. is involved with here.